Apology and putting on my apron because I'm going to do a few cooking demonstrations because these concepts are important and Jamie's a man of the people and so am I. So I'm going to first of all show you what it's like to go back into Exilla. For those of you who aren't cognizant of that, I have already prepared here two axilla. You'll see the sensory nerves and the motor nerves. And you have to preserve those. If you don't, you may get sued. Inside these axillae are lymph nodes represented by smarties, which will be revealed. Now, one of these I put in the deep freeze last night. Unfortunately, it's now thawed out, so the demonstration will have to be theoretical. If I'm removing the axillary contents to start with, I can preserve the intercostal brachial nerve and the motor nerves. And I can make sure that it's easy to get off the surrounding tissue to reveal inside the lymph nodes, which will go to the pathologist, a brown smartie rather than a blue one. But if I'm doing it as a second procedure, it's all gonna break. It's really tough. Hands up, we've done second surgery. Is it difficult? Now, the literature says it isn't. But I think the literature in this case is bunk. Now, the second thing I'm going to show you is a standard loaf of bread from Tesco's. This is a raisin loaf. And inside any raisin loaf, I'm going to pick out a random slice. Remember, when you send your lymph node off, you get one slice. In fact, you get two. You get each half. So if you look at this lymph node, which I've randomly bought, it will have metastases. But it will depend on where I break that, whether I see any. Your pathologist will have two slides, and the whole fate of that patient will be determined on those two slices. If it happens to go through something, you see it. If it doesn't, you won't, and that patient will be undertreated. And that's why some patients with lymph node negative disease do not do well.